Hello everybody, I'm Darren McGee and welcome to today's podcast, where I'm going to be continuing to look at the different aspects of the Dark Tetrad. But just as a reminder, the Dark Tetrad consists of narcissism, which is characterized by a constant need for attention and validation. There's a huge sense of entitlement and an overinflated sense of self-importance. There is also being highly disagreeable and lacking empathy for other people. There's psychopathy, which is characterized by being callous, having a disregard for the well-being and the safety of others, and also lacking remorse. Then there's sadism, which is characterized by deliberately engaging in acts that cause physical or emotional harm to others. Now, this is for enjoyment or in order to control people. Sometimes it's both. And lastly, which is the subject for today, Machiavellianism, which is being manipulative, duplicitous, a willingness to deceive and exploit others for personal gain. So to begin with, the word Machiavellian comes from the Italian philosopher Niccolò Machiavelli, who wrote The Prince in the 1500s, and this encouraged the end justifies the means behaviour. So someone who is Machiavellian is cunning, sneaky, and lacks a moral code. So how does it look whenever the other three traits are present? Well, firstly, what we commonly see is a superficial charm. They often possess an alluring ability to charm and manipulate others to gain their trust, admiration, and cooperation. They can adapt their behaviour, language, and approach to suit different people in different situations to hide their true nature. And their charisma often disarms their targets, making it easier for them to carry out their agenda. Machiavellians are great at socializing, often telling other people what they want to hear or being what they need in that moment to gain their trust and admiration. They can smooth talk others into following their schemes. So there is a similarity with narcissism. However, rather than just seeking admiration and attention, the motives often involve an end game, such as gaining power or personal wealth. Secondly, they are highly skilled manipulators and adept at a variety of tactics. They can manipulate people and situations to their advantage through deception, giving half-truths, or withholding important information. Now, like narcissists, Machiavellians are manipulative, but the difference being, narcissistic people can be impulsive and their schemes often poorly thought out. But with that Machiavellian trait, what we see is more strategic long-term thinking. They can assess situations and people for potential advantages and opportunities. They can think ahead and engage in long-term planning and manipulation to secure their position of power or influence over a longer period of time. So they are good at thinking two or three steps ahead and can adapt their behaviours and strategies to achieve their objectives. They can also be accomplished actors, being able to feign emotions and empathy, which helps them exploit and emotionally manipulate others. Next, we see a lack of ethics and a lack of integrity. They prioritize the pursuit of their interests over ethical concerns and considerations. People are a resource to be exploited, tools to be used in their plans. They disregard fair play and only engage in partnership and collaboration so long as it suits. They have no issue going back on their word, which can lead to cutthroat behaviour. They place their own interests above honour, fair play and decency, and this can include lying or making commitments and promises they have no intention of keeping. In fact, they may even see the honesty in others as a flaw or a weakness to be exploited. Their moral compass can be questionable, which allows them to justify their behaviours. Now, in their pursuit of self-interest, whatever their agenda is, they can also be very cruel. They know what hurts, how to hurt, and why it hurts. They can even take time to find out their target's weaknesses. And here we see the sadistic element. However, the cruelty isn't just about gratification or pleasure. Quite often, it's more a means to an end. For instance, if being charming and flattering would work better, then they'll go with that. Another common characteristic of Machiavellianism is excessive gossip and negative feedback about others they consider to be competition, or just generally those they don't like. And the gossip is not just unflattering stories or feedback, but can take the form of vicious rumours or spreading personal information that could be damaging to their target. They can also use others to obtain information to weaponise against their target. they can turn a harmless piece of information into something damaging. Moving on, they can manipulate, threaten, coerce, and trick others into making bad decisions that either hurt others or that they will ultimately benefit from somehow. They can convince people this is the best way, the only way, it's for the greater good, and their way is always the best way. But people with strong Machiavellian traits don't necessarily have to be the center of attention giving all the orders. For instance, if involved with people in power, they can stay hidden in the shadows, pulling the strings as it were, influencing and conning others into making decisions that don't benefit anyone but them and their agenda. When things go wrong, well, their hands are clean. The fallout has got nothing to do with them. Lastly, there is a relentless pursuit of power and success. They are drawn to positions of authority or in the company of those who have authority, where they can exercise power and influence over others to further their ambitions and their goals. Now, this can be in the workplace, community groups, politics, business, even in their personal relationships. They measure their success by how effectively they achieve their objectives, regardless of the consequences for others. And when co-occurring with psychopathy, well, they can take risks and engage in morally questionable tactics. They exploit people, loopholes, opportunities, and disregard societal norms if it means getting them what they want. Their ruthless pursuit of success leads to prioritizing their own personal gain over other people. So to summarize, although it's important to note that people on the dark tetrad may exhibit varying degrees of these traits, not all are necessarily fully-fledged narcissists, Machiavellians, psychopaths, or sadists. However, when these traits are co-occurring, they're pronounced and persistent, they can have a significant negative impact on both the person displaying them, but more importantly, on those around them. What we often find is someone who is relentless in their pursuit of power, control, money, domination, and so on. They believe themselves to be special and entitled. Normal rules don't apply to them. They do whatever they have to get what they want. The end justifies the means, and to hell with the casualties along the way. They have no problem bullying and abusing others just to get what they want. They can be cruel and callous, but also highly charming and charismatic whenever they have to be. It's whatever works for them in that situation. Quite often they leave people emotionally and mentally drained and exploited, having gotten what they wanted, and then discard them, because they're just a thing, an object, a resource. So that's a brief outline of Machiavellianism in the context of the Dark Tetrad. I hope you find this to be informative and interesting, and if you did, please consider subscribing. Until next time, I'm Darren McGee, and thanks for listening.